As we continue to consider the gifts of God, there are so many wonderful gifts that become ours through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as our Savior. Remember, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind." Today I want us to think about the spirit of love as we look into the Word of God. We're told about the love of God. Romans 5:5 tells us, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." There again we see the Holy Spirit is a gift that is given to us, and a part of His work is to give us the love of God, to shed it abroad in our spirits, the love of God, that we might manifest it and show it forth to others. Now, the love of God is a wonderful, wonderful fact that we find recorded in 1 John 4:7-13. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." Now, the love he's speaking about here is agape love. It's a Greek word. Remember, the Greek language is far more precise than our English language is. And the word love has reference to the one who is loving an object, even though that object may not respond and love that one back. Phileo love requires a response from the object that is loved. But agape love is a love of the will. And we see that we are to love one another. This is God's instruction. For love is of God. God is the source of love. And everyone that loveth with agape love is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not with agape love knoweth not God, for God is love. Oh, beloved, when we come to know God, we begin to understand love in a depth and in a more meaningful manner than when we were lost and separated from Him. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Oh yes, beloved, herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us. You see, God loved us with this agape love. He loved us even though we hated Him, even though we were rebellious against Him, even though we were in darkness and did not understand, nor know, nor comprehend that love. He loved us so much that He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to come to this earth, to take upon Himself physical form, to reveal God's love to us in a way that our finite, sin-warped minds could comprehend and understand. Herein is love, not that we love God, verse 10, but that He loved us. 1 John 4:10, He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, the mercy seat, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. That is, his love is made perfect in us as we submit to the Holy Spirit and allow him to produce that love through us to those around us who are unlovely. Hereby, verse 13, know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Do you see how many times the Holy Spirit is spoken of as a gift of God? Here we see the love that the Holy Spirit produces in our heart. He is the Spirit of love. And then let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, a very familiar passage of Scripture to all of us. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not agape love, in the King James Version it's charity, but it's referring to agape love, that's in the Greek, agape, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. When we were in Hawaii, on Sunday morning, when we went to the Big Island and began services in a school building there, across from the school was a temple, and we would often hear the clanging of that gong in the temple, and it was a grating noise. It wasn't something beautiful. It was a clamor. And so he says that's what knowledge is. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding and all mysteries, have all mysteries, I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, God's agape love, I am nothing. Without love, our life is just racket. Without love, our faith is nothing. Love is so vital and so essential in a fruitful child of God. Verse 3, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, agape love, it profiteth me nothing. I recall during the Vietnam War of people who would give their body to be burned. I remember Buddhist priests dying in fire, soaking their clothes with gasoline in protest of the war, but it profited them nothing. It simply sent them into a Christless eternity more quickly. Oh, how sad, how very sad. Agape suffereth long. God's love is long-suffering. It's very patient. And agape love is kind. It manifests kindness. It's not harsh. Agape love envieth not. It's not envious of others who prosper. Agape love vaunteth not itself. That is, it does not try to build up itself, to make a name for itself, to promote itself. Agape love is not puffed up. It's not prideful. It's not arrogant. It's not haughty. Agape love doth not behave itself unseemly. That is, agape love has good manners. Agape love knows how to behave oneself. Agape love seeketh not her own, is not selfish and self-centered. Agape love is not like that, beloved. It is not selfish and self-centered. Agape love is not easily provoked. Agape love doesn't lose its temper quickly. Agape love is patient. It doesn't lose its temper and explode all over everything. Agape love rejoiceth in the truth. Well, I skipped down, son. It does not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own. Agape love is not easily provoked. Agape love thinketh no evil. Notice that, beloved. God's love doesn't think evil of people. That's not from God. Suspicious of someone. That's not of God. Agape love thinketh no evil. It's not looking at people's faults. It's not looking at people's shortcomings. It loves them in spite of their failings. Agape love rejoices not in iniquity. Agape love doesn't find pleasure in sin, but rejoices in truth. Agape love loves the truth. Loves the truth of God's Word. Oh, beloved, do you love the truth? Oh, let me encourage you daily to get into the Word of God, to feed your spirit and soul upon the truth. Agape love never faileth. It does not fail. God's love does not fail. Oh, beloved, how wonderful is the marvelous love of God. And so we see this is a command that the Lord has given us in the book of John, chapter 13, and verse 34 and 35. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, to that extent, beloved, we're to love one another as He loved us and gave Himself for us, so we should be willing to give ourselves for others, to put aside our plans, to put aside what we desire for the benefit and for the sake of others. That ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, my followers, if you have love one for another. Fighting and bickering and carnality is not God's plan for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, beloved, we're to show forth love to one another." And in Romans 13, verse 8 through 14, let me read that to you quickly. Love is so wonderfully spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and it's so important. He says in verse 8 of Romans chapter 12, "Owe no man anything but to love one another." That's what we owe one another, beloved, is love. "For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." Now, I want you to notice that, beloved. Love fulfills the law. Remember the law of God, the Ten Commandments. The first four commandments have to do with man's relationship with God. The last six of the Ten Commandments have to do with man's relationship to man. But love fulfills all of it. Because agape love, as we allow the Holy Spirit to operate in our hearts and to produce the love of God, beloved, we will fulfill the law. We will obey the law. We will love our neighbor as ourself. We'll love our Lord God with all our heart, mind, soul, and being. "For this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed, that is, our deliverance into the glorious presence of the Lord. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. The armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Oh, no, beloved, we're not to walk like that in clamor and in drunkenness, overindulgence of the flesh, in chambering and lust and wantonness, devoting ourselves to lustful appetites, not in strife, arguing and fighting, not in envying, being envious of others, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Oh yes, beloved, we're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, to let Him operate in and through our life by yielding to the Holy Spirit of God. And so we see, love is a fulfilling of the law. One more scripture, and then we will stop this sharing of this particular nugget of truth. Romans 8 and verse 2 through 4. For the law of the Spirit of life, the Holy Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. The law condemns one to death, and the law awakens sin within us. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see, beloved, the Holy Spirit of God is the one who sheds the love of God abroad in our hearts, and through walking in love, we will fulfill the law. We will do what the law instructs one to do, because love is the fulfilling of the law. And thus the Holy Spirit is the one who enables us, as we walk after the Spirit in obedience to Him, we will fulfill the law. Goodbye.